it's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
There is always something to talk about in the world of real estate, whether it's nationwide or locally, and every Friday, Shane Mast is here to do that from Oregon Life Homes. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the hot topics and the information you want to share with folks today?
Well, the May jobs report came out at 5 a.m. this morning, so I've been pouring through that. What we're looking for in the jobs report, because of this high inflation environment that we find ourselves in and the Federal Reserve trying to get interest rates up to slow the economy down, get us to spend less money, the jobs report is one of the most important reports of the month. So that came out this morning, and it's not good if you're looking for lower interest rates, because it's good if you if you're one of the 339,000 people who added a job in May. So that was the number that came out, and once again, the economists were wrong. The prediction was 190,000 jobs added. So instead, they added 339,000 jobs, which is good from an economic standpoint as far as those people with the jobs, but it's not good as far as the rate hikes showing that they're working really well. But it was kind of a mixed report, because while that did go up, unemployment also went up. So unemployment went up from 3.4% last month to 3.7%. So that tells us more people lost their job than gained a job in the month of May. So it's kind of a mixed signal. It's going to be super interesting in a couple of weeks when the Federal Reserve meets. They've raised the federal funds rate 10 straight times at their meetings, and most people are still thinking, even after this report, that they're going to pause. They're going to stop raising it. And for those people that don't know what the federal funds rate is, it's the rate at which banks lend money to each other. So that was zero last, you know, in the COVID years. They dropped it all the way to zero, and that's why, you know, banks still have to make money when they lend. That's why rates were in the 2s to 3s. But now that rate is at 5.25% just in a year, and that's why our rates are in the high 6s, low 7s. So that's the news of the day.
So how does this impact real estate most likely?
Probably not much. We're pretty used to the, it's news, but yeah, good question. It probably won't affect us at all. The rate actually has dropped. So last week we were at 7.14% on the national average conventional. Right now it's been dropping pretty steadily down to 6.85, 6.5 for VA and FHA. But today's news is probably going to make it go up again, but it won't go up all the way up to 7.14 where it was last week. It'll just go up a little bit, but the stats, you know, May just finished, so I've got some scratch stats for May that I'll give you that are probably going to surprise most people. So this high rate environment, it just, people still need to move regardless of what the rates are. Now they're going to buy maybe less house than they would have a year and a half ago because of the rates, but people are still buying. It was one of the best months for real estate ever in Douglas County, which is weird to even say after the last year.
So what can you say? Yeah, tell us about the numbers.
So just prices alone, that's probably the biggest shocker. The median sale price in Douglas County for May was $336,000. Now, this is going to change a little bit because sometimes agents forget to change their pendings to sold, and then they'll be doing that for the next few days retroactively. So it'll change a little bit, not a lot. But $336,000 median sale price in Douglas County is the third highest median sale price for any month ever in Douglas County. And you know, people have been talking a lot about prices going down, and they did go down, but they're back up, and that's the highest median sale price that we've had since last May, so an entire year ago, which was the highest median sale price ever at $355,000. There were 123 sold properties in Douglas County last month. That's the highest in any month since September of last year, or 8 months ago. And the average sale price in Douglas County is the second highest ever at $377,000. That's the highest since March of 2022. So prices, regardless of what you're seeing on the news, because they're talking nationally, in Douglas County, the prices are not going down anymore. Now, that could change, but right now, they're not going down.
So how does that impact people that are thinking about putting their house on the market or those that are looking for one?
Yeah, I think it's good news for sellers, especially because we haven't. One of the issues we had over the last year was sellers didn't want to sell because they're hearing all this bad news about prices. But that's good news for sellers. Prices are definitely on the rise again. For buyers, probably not the best news to hear that they're going to be paying more for a house now than they were a month ago or 2 months ago or 3 months ago. Because people got to remember our median sell price over the winter dropped to $275,000 and now it's at $330,000. So it's quite an increase in just a little bit of time. Now, every $10,000 on average, this is just on average, is about $65 a month. So the difference between a $300 and a $330 house is going to be like $190 a month. So it's not as much as maybe you might think, but it's significant over time if you're going to pay an extra $190 a month for 10 plus years. Of course, most people are going to take their, if they get a 6.7 rate today or something, they're probably going to refinance that in the near future when we get this inflation under control and the rates start going back down. We don't know when that's going to be, but most people think sometime next year.
Are you seeing a lot of interest still from outside the area of folks looking at moving to Douglas County?
Yeah, lots and lots of people are in looking from the Portland area, the Eugene area, in California, the Sacramento area, and a lot of people in Southern California. Lots of people calling, just inquiring about properties here, and for good reason. We live here. We only have 112,000 people in our county. I was just looking at something. I think it's like 20 people per square mile or something like that. It's one of the lowest density places to live on the I-5 corridor, and it is the most inexpensive place to buy a home from Mexico to Canada on the I-5 corridor. So naturally, if people are looking online on Zillow and things, and then they start clicking on properties in our area, they're going to be, to them, coming from higher areas, they're going to think, holy cow, you can get a deal in Roseburg, and they can.
So if people are interested in getting a house on the market or getting help finding one, talk about why you feel like they should talk to your firm.
Yeah, well, there's lots of good agents from different firms. What we do obviously I'm biased, but what we do probably better than others is the training portion. We're meeting 3 to 5 times a week talking about these kind of things and statistics and strategies. We're sharing how we got deals, how we negotiate. So I think you're just going to have a very competent professional if you work with an Oregon Life Homes agent.
All right,
and not to say there aren't competent professionals in other companies.
So give folks your phone number, et cetera.
Sure. Phone number is 541-391-4945, and you could always find us at theoregonlife.com.
All right, Shane, we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, thank you.
From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQE.